hugely successful together. From the start, they also worked separately. Mira appeared in character parts in the movie Fame and the soap opera All My Children. She was nominated for 4 Emmy Awards and won a Writers Guild Award as co-writer of the TV movie The Other Woman. Late in life, she became a successful off-Broadway playwright, and in the last few years, she appeared with her husband in a series of web videos made by their son, actor and director Ben Stiller. Bob Mondello, NPR News.
On Morning Edition, I'm Renee Montaigne.
I'm Brooke Gladstone, and on this week's On the Media, reporters ask presidential hopefuls if they would have gone into Iraq, quote, knowing what we know now. And the public is misled again.
Every time people pose the question that way, they conceal the real history of the Iraq War.
Don't miss this week's On the Media from WNYC.
Sunday afternoons at 3 and again Monday mornings at 10 on AM 580.
Next time on The World, pop music sensation Lorde has a big fan in Israel. He tried to produce a tribute album sung in the languages of Jerusalem. The project became more twisted and political than anything by Lorde. Hear it in Hebrew, Arabic, French, Russian, and Yiddish. On The World.
Weekday afternoons at 3 on AM 580.
Tonight at 7 on the evening concert on WILL FM 90.9. It's Carnegie Hall Live. You'll hear a concert of Italian opera arias and duets by Rossini, Donizetti, and Bellini, sung by Nancy Cabell, Joyce DiDonato, and Lawrence Brownlee. They're accompanied by the Philadelphia Orchestra, led by Maurizio Benigni. The program differs from the one in Patterns Magazine. That's Carnegie Hall Live tonight at 7 on the evening concert on WILL FM 90.9.
What's behind a seasonal surge in buying, selling, and building homes?
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Angie's List, with reviews of local companies to help users buy services and achieve their goals of remodeled kitchens, freshly painted houses, or new backyards. AngiesList.com. And by the University of Maryland's Smith School of Business, where critical thinking and hands-on learning are at the core of the curriculum. More at SmithEffect.com.
From APM in New York, I'm Matt Nesto, sitting in for David Brancaccio. Memorial Day is often touted as the unofficial kickoff of summer, but when it comes to home sales, it's a day that actually straddles the housing industry's two busiest and most important seasons. And whether you're buying, selling, or building a home, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports after a miserable winter, hope springs eternal that things are warming up.
Bad weather made for a dismal winter for housing. People don't want to traipse around snow mountains looking at new homes for sale. But then in April, housing starts jumped more than 20%. Permits were up for single-family homes and apartments, and new homes have been selling better.
Improvement in housing, it really has been a missing piece to this recovery, and we are encouraged to see some better numbers.
Michael Bale at U.S. Bank says mortgage rates remain low, below 4% for buyers with good credit, and home prices are steadily rising. Home builders are getting some love, too, says economist Stephanie Carroll at IHS Global Insight.
Construction costs. We've seen lumber prices dropping like a stone over the last couple of months.
Cheaper to build, still reasonably cheap to buy. Altogether, it could add up to a spring warming trend in housing for everyone from realtors to contractors to empty nesters hoping to finally sell out and move to that golf course condo in the sun. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
New government data shows that about 1 in 4 funeral homes still don't follow federal pricing disclosure guidelines. In fact, a probe by the Federal Trade Commission found the practice is actually on the rise. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Every year, the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, does an undercover investigation to make sure funeral homes are following the FTC's funeral rule, giving customers a price list immediately and not selling unnecessary services. Lois Greisman is in charge of the FTC's funeral enforcement. She says the idea is for consumers
to be able to take a deep breath and look at a document that says, this is what I'm going to pay. Can I really afford this?
Greisman says in 2014, about a quarter of the funeral homes the FTC investigated broke the rule.
It's certainly higher than we would like to see it.
T. Scott Gilligan is general counsel for the National Funeral Directors Association. He says on average, the FTC finds 18% to 25% of funeral homes breaking the rule. Gilligan insists it's not fraud.
It's a complicated rule. It's very easy to slip up. And the problem is you're only as good as your worst staff member.
Funeral homes face fines of up to $16,000 per rule violation. They can avoid fines by enrolling in a training program run by the Funeral Directors Association. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Let's do the Memorial Day numbers. European markets are also mostly closed here today. Of course, we are closed in the U.S. for Memorial Day. That leaves the spotlight on Asia, which delivered grandly, the Nikkei in Japan and the Shanghai in China hitting multi-year highs.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, working to explore the next generation of targeted therapies for many cancers. Videos, white papers, and patient stories are available at discovercarebelieve.org.
There's no question that oil is extremely sensitive to changes in the economy, and few places know that better than North Dakota. But it's not all about petroleum there. Marketplace's Annie Baxter traveled to Williston, North Dakota, where she discovered some offbeat economic indicators that have a story of their own to tell, like hot dogs and U-Haul trucks.
When I met Mitch Petrosic a couple months ago outside the U-Haul he was working at in Williston, the first thing I noticed were his hot dogs. They were lined up on a grill.
Oh, I'm just making them now, but they'll be left over. I'll eat two now, two for dinner, and then two for breakfast.
Now, to be fair, his diet included a few other things.
Power bars, granola bars, you know, stuff that you can eat that you don't have to warm up. Yep. That's the worst thing off living in a car is eating situation.
Yes, he was living out of his car, even though he was making $18 an hour. It's not entirely surprising in Williston, North Dakota. The oil boom there pushed wages sky high. Ditto for rents.
I could pay $1,000 a month just to stay in a crappy apartment with someone, or I could save $1,000 in my bank account.
His 2004 Mazda Tribute became his home.
It's small. Not quite big enough to stretch out in. Need a van.
He declined to give me a look inside, but the economic forces pushing him to sleep in his car were shifting right under his nose.
It's slowed down. I mean, I've had one customer all day today.
This is Brian Way, Petrosic's boss at the U-Haul. He said it was getting hard to maintain a decent inventory of moving trucks. A slowdown in the oil patch meant people were renting trucks to leave town, but
the issue now that I see is just we don't have many people moving in. I mean, before we would have two or three a day, where now we'd have two or three a week.
That was in March. Since then, the picture hasn't brightened much for the oil industry. So I called Mitch Petrosic, you know, the hot dog guy, for an update.
Hello?
Hello, is this Mitch?
This is.
Hey, turns out he left Williston a couple weeks ago. He and his boss both got transferred to a U-Haul facility on the other side of North Dakota.
Yep, we both got job opportunities in Fargo, so we both jumped on them.
Petrosic says business back at the U-Haul in the oil patch was about the same as when we last spoke.
Oh, yeah, there's still way more people going out than coming in.
The bigger deal for him? He can now afford an apartment in Fargo. Goodbye, hot dogs. Hello, home-cooked meals. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
And finally, if rising interest rates and a strong dollar weren't trouble enough, it seems gold investors have yet another thing to worry about these days. This, as a predicted slump in weddings in India, could push the price of the precious metal even lower. According to a report from Reuters, a dearth of auspicious or lucky dates on the Hindu calendar in the second half of the year could crimp nuptial celebrations by as much as 30%. This in a place where an average bridal dowry includes almost a pound of gold jewelry. Experts say that will have a profound impact on the price of gold, which is currently coming off its worst week in 2 months and has now shed about $100 over the past 4 months. to about $1,200 an ounce. In New York, I'm Matt Nesto with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. A father's love for a fallen son inspires a Memorial Day tradition, and that tradition led to this hit country song. We'll check in on a Gold Star dad at a national cemetery next time on Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston.
Weekdays starting at noon on AM 580.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana.